All right, let's take a look. So I wanted to take the Rishimos. I'm continuing in the Rishimos on Yud Dalid. Is it Yud Dalid on base? No, Yud Dalid on us. Yeah. So we did one piece yesterday the other day, right? About the medallion, right? The nature of the halal of the sholem and the medallion. But now there's a long piece on the idea of the halal b'yachid and halal b'tzibur, and he's medayik in the lashon of this Tosos. So let's go very quickly, very just briefly. The Tosos is referring to. So the Gemara again says, the Gemara again distinguishes between the halal that is shayachid. Yomim she'ayochid gomer b'henes ha'alel. Okay, and the yomim she'ein ha'yochid gomer b'henes ha'alel. So that's a strange expression, right? The days that the individual finishes the halel versus the days that the individual does not finish the halel. Both of those statements are a little weird, a little weird. Yeah.
Starting. They just say Gemara's halal,
Yes.
but they switch it to the Pro's halal.
Yes. That's correct. That's correct. Okay, so what does Tosa say over here? So Tosa says, what does it mean the days that the individual completes halal? Lav dafka yachid doesn't mean specifically a yachid. Okay, Ella filu tzibur korei yachid. So it's not like a special, it's not a din that the yachid finishes halal on this day, and maybe the tzibur on the other days. And it's not contrasting yachid and tzibur. Both of them are referring to tzibur or yachid. There's no differentiation. So why is it called a yachid? Kevin Shein Kol Yisrael Biyachad Kemosh Hayu B'Shchitas Psochem BiYudal BeNisan. So it doesn't mean specifically the days that the Yochid finishes Hallel as opposed to a Tzibur, and maybe you'll say on the Yochid Shein Gomer means maybe it means the Tzibur does. So the Yochid here means the Tzibur. Okay, there's nothing special. It's not the Lashon is not Dafri Yochid. So why is it called a tzibur yachid? Because this whole phenomenon of halel on these 18 days is only considered like a segment of Klal Yisrael because you don't have Kol Yisrael biyachid. So it has the character of a yachid because it's not the shame tzibur biyachid. Okay, and when do you have the tzibur biyachad? That's on the shchitas psachim biyudal benisan. Okay, so that's one lav dafka, and the other lav dafka he says is lav dafka gomer. Okay, and it doesn't mean specifically the days that the yochid or the tzibur is gomer the hallel, right? Devadei kaimalon the yomim she'en the yochid gomer es hallel. Ein chovo la'omro klal. So don't think it means like this. The days that the Yochid doesn't finish Hallel, but has an obligation to say some of it. No, it just means the days that the Yochid doesn't have any obligation to say Hallel. Right? Get the second year? Right.
In the same Yochid in the other series, which is
Right. That's right. It's not that he has an obligation to say less than full. He doesn't have any obligation at all. So it doesn't really mean Yochid and it doesn't really mean Gomer. It means the days that we say Hallel and days you don't have to say Hallel. Right? It says Yochid though, because there is another institution of Kol Yisrael biyachad. Okay. Now what about, does he say why it says Gomer? Let's see, he says, yeah, the right. Ella Bedilug, I'm sorry, Even bedilug. And that's you have in Erechin, the Choshev Chof Aleph Yom, the Yochid Gomer Ben Sahalel, Uparach Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Nami Lema. Right? So they ask about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mashma, the Bishai Yom Tovim, from Rosh HaKadosh, Pshita Lei, the Ein Loma. Midlo Choshev Yosem Yichof Aleph Yom. Okay, so it doesn't say, well, what about Rosh Chodesh in the list, right? Which is, so you see, it didn't have a problem with the fact, it doesn't consider the half hallel to be a chov at all. Okay. All right. Now, he says, midlo koma ligmor rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim, v'gam midlo koma ligmor rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim, de'oz hava mashma de'bishay yom tovim per rosh chodesh v'aday ein gomim, avo koren. So there's no distinction like that. Okay. And that's like when Rav, he came to Bavel and he saw them reading in Rosh Chodesh, he was going to stop them. Okay. So why was he going to stop them? Because he thought they were finishing Hallel. Once he saw they were skipping, he saw that it was just a minog. Alma di yomim din gomrim Hallel ain chova la'omro. Okay, there's no chiv of a half a Hallel. Okay. So what is the so in the Rishimos, he says on the Tosos, hold on. Okay, so he says the Tosos explains that the lashon of Yachid is not Davka, right? It really means a Yachid or Tzidkus. And on all of those days, you finish the Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. Whether it's a yachid or a tzibur, you read a bedilug. He says, but if you take a look at the Ram says as follows: Over the Rosh Chodeshim, Kriyas HaHalel Minhag. Okay, yeah, is a minhag. Ve'eno mitzvah u'minhag zeh b'tzibur lefikach korim bedilug v'yachid lo yikari klal. So Tosus is learning that on Rosh Chodesh, the Yochid would read Bedilug. And Rambam says, no, on Rosh Chodesh, there's only a Minag B'tzibur. Okay. So for the Rambam, the Yomim Shai Yochid Gom B'mas Ha'alel is Lav Dafka. Because the Tzibur, there's no distinction between the Tzibur and the Yochid. And he says, the Yom She'en Yochid Gom B'mas Ha'alel, that means the Yochid doesn't read it at all. And that's like the riff he says. That's the Shitas HaRif. Okay. All right. We'll just take this quickly. I'm not that interested. So it says, the Morgan Avram says that if a person comes to shul late on Rosh Chodesh and he's in the middle of Psukei Dezimra and the Tzibur is starting Hallel, so he says he's allowed to stop his Pesukei Dezimra and read Hallel with the Tzibur. But on the days that the Yachid is going with Hallel, he shouldn't stop. Okay? He shouldn't say it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. So he says it's mashma that that his psak is totally on the machlokas of Tosus and the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, since the Yachid doesn't say Hallel at all, right? So therefore, he'll lose Hallel if he doesn't say it with the Tzibur. So therefore, I mean, he's just speculating. Therefore, the Morgan Avram was saying on you can be to be Yotze, the Shitas of Rambam, you should say Hallel with the Tzibur, but because you can't say it b'yichidus, doesn't have a din Hallel. But according to Tosfos, since the Yachid says Hallel b'dilug, so why would he have to be masik? It should be just like the other days. Yeah. Yes, sir. All right. Anyway, okay. I'm not. All right. Let's just. This piece is not. This part is not. I'm not that interested in. But we started. Let's just finish up. So he says. He's. But I'm not. I don't want to go. I don't want to get very deep into it. Take too much away from the other piece. So he says like this: But according to the Rambam, he says the Rambam writes the Minhag Kriyas Hallel b'yimei Chachamim Rishonim kachaya. So the Rambam goes through the whole Seder Hallel, right? You'd have a back and forth. The Kore would say Haluka Halu Hashem Hashem, and everyone would answer Haluka, and he goes through the whole thing, okay, with the Kriya and the answer. So he says, and then that's based on the Mishnah. And Rashi says, I'll call Dovar Shahu Omer. He would say, Haluka. Okay. And that's the in Sota. Ketzer Amru Yisrael Shira Bayam. Right? Kigodol HaMakir Zahalel. Haim Om Achrov Haluka. Moshe Omer Ashil Hashem. And they would say, Ashil Hashem. So it would be a back and forth. So he says, you see, there is a special kiyum and hallel of kriya v'aniyah that you get through the shatz and the tzibur. So therefore, he wants to say that it comes out that there are two dinim in hallel. Okay, shnei dinim v'kiyumim. One is a kiyum of kriya, and one is kriya v'aniyah. So he says the ikker din of amiras hallel. Is that's the Kiyam Shira is through Kriya Vaniyah. Okay. Vizel Iker Din Amiras Hallel de Mahava Kiyam Shira. Ayin Jam Vakiyam Din Kriya Vaniyah da Hallel Shayach Rak Bitsibur. Because you know that's the only way you can have Kriya Vaniyah. That the Shatz is Makri and he invites the Tzibur to respond. And the Tzibur answers Haluka. So he says that's like Kedusha, right? But individually, you can have the Kriya, but you can't have the Kiyum of Kriya Vaniyah. So therefore, he wants to say that near the Mishum Kach Pasuk and Rambam, the Yochid Eino Kore Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Mipnei Sheikar Kiyum Amiras Hallel Havi Ayde Kriya Vaniyah Vezer Lo Shayach El Betzibah. So he's trying to find what is it about the Yochid versus the Tzibur for the Rambam. They want to say, it must be the Rambam holds the Iker Minhag of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not simply Kriya, but the phenomenon of Shira, which is Kriya Vanya. And that's only possible through a Tzibur. So therefore, he wants to say that he would disagree with the Magen Avraham. And say, even on the days that the Yochid can say Hallel himself later, he's still going to miss out on this Kiyum of Kriya Vaniyah. So he should be Mafsik in every Hallel, for every Hallel. And he says, V'chein Nokar HaGrach. That's what he wants to say. He agrees with the Magen Avraham, and he's going to miss a Kiyum, you should be Mafsik in Sugya D'Zimra. But he's saying that there are two Kiyum in Hallel. One is the mitzvah kriya alone; the other is the shira of kriya vaniyah. Therefore, even though the yochid will be chayiv on the yom tov and he'll be able to read hallel, he'll miss out on that kiyum. By the way, the Rush, I don't know why we don't do it, but the Rush says by the seder. I don't know if you ever noticed that. So by the seder, some people bring down when you do the seder, you should dafka have three. You should have at least three people because you want to be able to do the kriya vaniyah in the hallel. Yeah. Yeah.
What's like that? Hula should be key.
Yeah.
So you have to have two answers.
Right. You have two answers. It's good. What's that?
We'll do it,
Yeah.
Two, only 3 men.
Three men. That's the Rush brings it down. Because that's the question with the Psuke de Zimra. That, yeah, the question is in the middle of Psuke de Zimra, can you really say Hallel? Right? Can you say Hallel? I think the Rav was against that whole thing. I thought he was against the whole thing. I thought he held it's not the same thing. It's not the same as Psukei DeZimra. Psukei DeZimra as a whole thing is more like Talmud Torah, not Hallel and Shevach.
What is
Okay, let's take the next part. The next part is the more substantial piece. Okay? And he said it like this. It goes back to the Tosfos. And Tosfos says that what? That the Yochid There's not dafka yachid. Even the tzibur says halal on Rosh Chodesh. And the only reason it says lashon yachid is lafuki kenufya d'chol Yisrael yachad. That Tosafot didn't use that lashon kenufya, right? He's borrowing that lashon from the Bahag, wherever we saw that. Okay, mashma. Listen to this deal. Mashma de'atoso sovrim de'ilu ha'ya kenufya d'chol Yisrael yachad for Rosh Chodesh. Are you omim halal shalem? Is that a good diuk? He's saying that what the Tosafot says. Tosafot says again that what on Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't mean right. It's lav dafka yachid doesn't mean yachid dafka. It also means it's tzibur, but it's not kol Yisrael biyachid. Or to borrow the lashon of the Gaonim Kenufia, right? So he's saying, so it's mashma that's why he says, but if what if it was Kenufia, then it would imply that there definitely would be a chiyuv. It's only because you have this yachid that you're not going from halal. But if it was tzibur, they would be going from halal.
That's why you were saying
right. So he's saying it's true, it's not dafka yachid and versus tzibur, but it is dafka tzibur versus kenufia, kol yisrael biyachad. So he says, so where is Tosis getting this idea that if you had kol yisrael biyachad, you would say halel on Rosh Chodesh? That's where he's going, to the mikdash.
But is he suggesting right. That really there's a You just don't have the means.
Well, he does give an example, right? The one example he gives is Shechitas Pesach. Shechitas Pesach.
Okay, but everybody gets together when we do that. Then it's not one of the 18 days anymore. Now it's a different thing.
Yeah, that's the problem. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is.
He's saying there's some implication from Tosos that there is a phenomenon of a Chi of Hallel even on Rosh Chodesh when it's Kenufia. He says, where is that? You're just trying to, where
and
is that?
From the Kenufia and not the Yom. Or is it both in combination?
I don't know, but he's looking for it.
What if they get together as well?
Maybe that's not, yes, that's probably not the one that the Tosafot are referring to.
Like they say,
so he's like this. V'nira d'chalo shem Kenufia is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. The chalo shem kenufia of all Yisrael is only chal in the mikdash. Now this is a good one for you, Aaron. I think you like this one. The Ramban says by the tikiyas chatzotzros, it's only in the mikdash. Why? He says v'atam shelo lomdu hasro'a v'chatzotzros ela b'mikdash u'b'melchomo. Shekol Yisrael Tluyim B'Dovar. My timer, the Chatzotzros B'Kenufir D'Chol Yisrael K'sivi. Haba'al Malo. So the Ramban says you only are Masriya in the Chatzotzros when you have Chol Yisrael. That's either in the Mikdash or in the Chama. He says, so you see, but yeah, that's Chama. So you see that there's a phenomenon of Kol Yisrael, of Kenufia, of Kol Yisrael in the Mikdash. Always. That's for Melchoma, right? That would be Melchoma. Maybe. Maybe, right.
Because he doesn't have to ask for Kol Yisrael to be present.
Right, right.
It's a Melchoma.
So you need a shame of Kenufia to Kol Yisrael. Okay. Umavur midvar of the rak b'mikdash chal mitzvahs tekiya b'chatzotzos. Mishum the mikdash chal chalo shem kenufi dekol Yisrael. So lufize nira b'kavarnas atosos dilu hoyu kol Yisrael b'yachad rosh chodesh. Now why does he have to say that? Hoyu mechuyovim b'amiras halal shalem. Right. Okay. If you had everybody together, you'd have a halal shalem. So those you just got to substitute your terms now. So if you have all of the Jews together on Hal for Rosh Chodesh, you say Halo Shalem, and the Mikdash is considered everybody together. So we've seen Tosis is learning that in the Mikdash you say the Halo Shalem Rosh Chodesh.
Isn't that, wouldn't we have heard about that? It actually happened.
Hold on.
Does that exclude the Mikdash? Hypothetically, the Kol Yisrael now are Mikdash. You actually have Kol Yisrael, but it wasn't Mikdash.
No, he's saying only in Mikdash, right?
Right. Exactly.
Unless you want to have a war.
It's not really a function of it.
He says one thing. He says, "Baram yesh litzmur." Let's just get the whole thing. Yesh the ma'ishna halal brosh chodesh based on mikdash before Yisrael shom halal shalem me halal brosh chodesh begvulin shikar v'dilug. So why is it that there's a halal in rosh chodesh in the mikdash halal shalem, but they didn't transport that to gvulin? I mean, you have no. Now they're saying, look, you have a precedent of a Doraisa, whatever you want to call it. You have a precedent of a Halal Shalom Rosh Chodesh. So why is it nothing, big woolen? I guess that's his question.
Well, on Yom Tov, for that matter, I mean, it's two different Halal Shalom. One of the Mikdash.
His question is like he's saying, since he had Kenufia in the, since he had a Halal Shalom in the Mikdash, okay, so why big woolen? Is it Bedilub? So you'll tell me, okay, the Gemara says it's a malacha, but he doesn't see what shayfas does that have to. So then don't do it at all. Don't do it at all.
Right.
No, begulin. What is the idea of a halal shalim the mikdash and a dilug begulin? Either you're going to do it like mikdash or you're not.
Then you could do it before a minhag, but the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, what is this idea of begulin will do a bedilug?
Even though you're not high,
because he wants to explain the difference between the Halal Shalim and the Halal Bedila. Yeah, Yosef. Okay. So let's see. So he says it like this. He says, he's got a lot in here. He says, take a look. We'll just try to go through this more briefly. But he says, the Gemara says later on, Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yochanan bar Yonasan, Minayin she'ein omrim shira ela al hayayin. Okay. Shenema v'tomalem hagepen yichdalti esti roshi. Okay. So he says, Ema noshem misameach elokim b'me misameach mikan she'ein omrim shira ela al hayayin. Okay, so once again. So that talks about the yayin, right? Chidati is tiroshi, so there's no wine. So then, yeah. So what does it mean? I'm sameach, huh?
Wine is misameach elokim b'anachim.
Right. So what does it mean? Misameach elokim, but mem misameach anashim. Im anashim misameach elokim, but mem misameach. So you see that when there's yayin, there's shira, right? Okay, so that's Misamech Elokim Ve'anoshim. Okay, and Tosafot says, "What do you mean? What do you mean that this? What do you mean by this rule that there's no Yayin, that there's no Shira without Yayin? You find Shira B'Mikdash without Yayin." Okay, so he says you got to be Mechalik between Shira and Shira. So what does that mean? Ein Omrim Shira. Listen carefully. Al Shul Machilas Mizbeach. So when we're in the framework of a shira that's associated with mizbeach, with achilas mizbeach, the only achilas mizbeach that has a chi of shira is achilas mizbeach of yayin. Okay, so that's a limitation on the shira of mizbeach. Yayin is not a prerequisite for shira bechlal. But if it's a shira that's associated with avoda, with mizbeach, it needs yayin. Okay. Avovadai matzinu shir below yayin, like halal b'shchitas psachim. Right. That's tosos. He's quoting tosos. Okay. Ubebir devrei amanir derasloma diesh beis dine shira. There's a shira shehu din midine hakorban. Vavikiyum behakrovas hakorban. And that's the Gemara Erechim we saw. that some hold shear is ma'akev karban. Okay, as amazing as that sounds. So there is a shear that the din hakravas karban, and you could even say if you don't have the shear, it's ma'akev the avoda. And the near daf harbet harabonon shachokma remeyer, and they hold it's not ma'akev. That's just not ma'akev, but they agree that it's a kiyum in the karban, in the hakravas karban. That's one shear, and that is only going to exist if there's yayin in that avoda. Okay, but the second avoda, the second din shira is a kiyum b'fnei atzmo of shira l'fnei Hashem. So he says, "Venira da din the ain omer shira el hayayin is a din b'chalos kiyum shira ba'karvan da shira b'shas nisach hayayin." This is his move is chal on the karvan. Okay, it's chal on the karvan, and that's why he says there's a question: if you're just doing the sachem b'fnei atzman, is there shira? Because you can bring in the sachem without the karvan too. So he says that's a machlokas. But you see that the shira of the yayin is really a shira on the hakravas hakarban. Yeah, they're not ma'akev. Yeah, you can bring them separately. You can bring them days apart. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Oh, okay. Good question. So he says, "V'chein pasuk Rambam she'ein omrim shira al nesachem abam b'fnei atzman." So you see, it's on the hakravas hakorban, and the nesachem is not a hakravas hakorban. Omnam nira, it's a different mitzvah. Dash d'amiras halal b'shashchitz haPesach eino kiyam shira b'korban she'ino nemar ala yayin elavi kiyam mitzvah shira b'mikdash be'alma v'havi kiyam shira l'fnei Hashem. It's a very deductive piece. The argument is like this, that the Nesachim are a kiyum in the karbon, right? That's the way they're designed, the kiyum in the karbon. But you can bring the Nesachim without a karbon too. So he says, but if you bring the Nesachim without a karbon, you don't do Shira.
They are your child.
It's not considered Achilles Mizbeach. Not considered whatever it is, but yeah, because there's no karban, correct? There's no kiyum of hakravas karban. They are like they're like tefil to the karban. They could be a kiyum in the karban, but they're not considered the karban on their own. What in whatever framework? I don't know. You have to go through this whole thing.
Exactly.
So he's saying the shira is only accompanying the yayin because that's a din in the karban. Through the yayin, it's a kiyum in the karban. And that, when you have, if you just had a korban, you had a kravas avoda without yayin, you wouldn't have a shira on that korban, on that hakravas avoda. So you need both. You need hakrava and the yayin for the shira on the avoda. So if you just have avoda without the yayin, like nisacha mayim, I don't know, or you had a nisacha yayin without a korban, you wouldn't have shira. So basically he wants to say, and that's what Tosa says. Tosa says, what do you mean you never have Shira without Yayin? You have Shira, you do have Shira without Yayin. What does he call it? He said, without a carbon. He says, Kigon halel b'shchitas psachim. That's what Tosa says. That's the Tosa. Tosa says, Pirish, ein omam Shira al shtum achilas mizbeach, kigon zrikas dama v'nisach ha-mayim, ki im ala yayin, of al vada im esim shir below yayin, going halel b'shchidas psachim. So Tosa is trying to be mechalik. So if it's, this is the way he's interpreting Tosa. When there is a halel on, when there's the shira on a voda, then it needs to have yayin. But you can have halel without a voda, halel with Hashem, that would be shchidas psachim. So he wants to say, and he wants to substantiate this idea that it's not the Nisach HaYayin itself. That's not the Avoda. This is a Machlokas. If you did Nisach HaYayin alone, do you do Shira? So it's not like Nisach HaYayin is Mechayev you in Shira. So that's a Shira's Karbon. And, but therefore, you must say that the so whenever there's a kiyum shira that's associated with hakrava, it needs to work through the yayin of that karma, the nisuch yayin of that karma. But wherever there's a halal without yayin, that must be a separate phenomenon of halal with Hashem. And those are exactly the chiluk that Tosfos is making by comparing it to shechitas haPesach, because that doesn't violate the rule of ein shir below yayin, because that's not the kind of shir that we're talking about. That's a pure shir of Hashem. So you see, the shira of shechitas Pesach is not a shira of avoda. I think it's a raya by showing you that the shira of the yayin is only because it's a kiyum, is only insofar as it relates to the shira on the carbon. And the only way you can have a shira on the carbon is through the nisach hayayin of that carbon. And if you had nisach hayayin, it's not the nisach hayayin, and it's not the carbon alone. So if you have any shira associated to a carbon, that's not, I think, I don't know if he had to bring that in, but I think he's just like showing you clearly that the whole yayin phenomenon is only insofar as it relates to the hakrava. Because it itself is not really what the kiyum is in. Because if you had yayin alone, you wouldn't do shira. So you see clearly that the shira on the yayin, when we say ain shira ella b'yayin, ella yayin, that's the shira's hakravas avoda. Because the yayin alone is not a shira, so it's only because it's avoda. So if you're ever going to see a shira that relates that there's no yayin at, right, it can't be the shira's avoda. Could have probably skipped that step, but okay.
Right. Okay. The main point is there's CS
Pesach. Right. He's using his idea to explain the truth of the matter is he's using his idea to explain the machlokas in the Gemara about whether nisach hayayin itself is machayev or not. Right. Ein ton and shira michtei. He's using it to explain that that's the ayin b'gmar berachah. He says, now I can explain the shita that says that even though we say ain shira el yayin, when you're actually doing the yayin, you don't do shira. So it's because it's really on the carbon. What follows now is that the shira on the Pesach, on the shechitas Pesach, is a separate kiyum of lifnei Hashem. V'nir daf l'shitas, okay. So he says, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says the shira is ma'akev as a karbon, that's only the shira ala yayin. But he would agree that the halal on the Pesach is not ma'akev. That's the important point, right? The din shira hamakiv is a korban. That's only when it's a shira bekorban. But the halal and shitas of Pesach is not a kiyum in the etzema korban. It's a separate kiyum of the shira b'mikdash ba'almo. So it definitely would not be ma'akiv, even according to Reb Meir. It's a chiddush. Now he said, if you go back to the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvos and the Shorash Rishon, so he criticizes the Rambam who says that halal is midrabana, and the Ramban writes that it's daraisa. And he says it's nira that it's mina Torah, and it's either halacha l'mosh misinai or it's bichlal hasimcha shenitzavinu bo biyom simchaschem uvoadechem rosh echadchechem uskadam chatzotros. Because the ikar shira, he says, bife bikli libisumi kalahu. The main shira is with the mouth, and the kli is just an accompaniment. Okay, he quotes the Ramban. Takes up your problem. And that is the Gemara in Erechin. Minayin likashira min haTorah mehacha mehacha. Tachas shel avata Hashem lekecha besimcha v'tuv levav. That's Shira. So he says, therefore, it's possible to say that in Yomim Tovim, in Cain, Efshe Shnidrus b'Yomim Tovim, Shekosav v'nis Rabu bo mine simochos shetei Shira mechlalon. So Yontif has a din of Simcha, so it's possible to say Midrash there's a fee of Simcha and Shira on Yontif. So he says, what do you see from this Ramban? It's clear from this Ramban that Halal on Yom Tov is a mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel. So therefore he holds the mitzvah Midrash. And further, the Ramban is Mechadesh, that the Tekios Bechatzotros and on the Mo'adim and on Rosh Chodesh Al HaKorban, right, Al Karbanos Musaf is also a Kiyam Mitzvah Simcha. Okay, the Tekios, he wants to say, for the coins of Ramban, the Tekios Bechatzotros on the Karban is a Kiyam Simcha. Mishum Shetekios Bechatzotros is Shira. V'chal b'hem Kiyam Shira. Even though the Ramban says the main Shira is Bepeh. Okay. He says, "V'loshen v'loshitas a Ramban yisod kiyam shir b'moed hu kiyam mitzvahs simcha v'yesh kiyam simchas yom tov b'shira al karbonos d'moed v'chein b'amiras halal b'gvulin u'b'tikias chatzotros b'mikdash yesh kiyam mitzvah shira v'simcha." A little repetitive. So, what does he want to say? Was that clear from the Ramban that it was simcha and the chatzotros was simcha? Yom Simchaschem, Uskatim Bechatzotros, right? That's right, clear. Right. Right. In the Mikdash. So he says it's clear from the Ramban that Nuhagos Mitzvos Tekios Chatzotros be Mikdash Yom Simcha. So they would blow the shofar b'chol korban musa on the moed, Rosh Chodesh, and on Shabbos. Right. The Yod says, as according to Ramban, the mitzvah simcha b'simcha, mitzvah simcha in the mikdash of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Hine gabi Rosh Chodesh, Ramban says, that's only in the mikdash. But they limited it big gvulin because there's no kiddush sayom, so therefore in the gvulin it doesn't require shira at all. Okay, so he says, what do you see from this? See two halachas of Rosh Chodesh. One is Rosh Chodesh and the mikdash, and the second is Rosh Chodesh big gvulin. Rosh Chodesh and the mikdash has a din simcha, and that is machayev simcha b'Rosh Chodesh, which is in the mikdash. The Karban Musaf, and I guess the Chatzotros. But on Rosh Chodesh and the Gvulin, there's no Mitzvah Simcha, because it's not considered a Moed. So therefore, there's no Mitzvah Hallel. Yeah, it's funny. He doesn't pick up on Shabbos anymore. He says, V'halal the Rosh Chodesh b'Gvulin eino ela minag v'ram b'mikdash Mitzvah Simcha v'shir Rosh Chodesh is midareis. Is Shabbos a Simcha?
Because of the
Musaf. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Korban Musaf.
Right.
Forget about it.
Right. I guess he doesn't pick up on that. Yeah. So he says, it also seems, according to the Ramban, that the Halal in the Mikdash and Rosh Chodesh is a Kiyam of Shira Lifnei Hashem, the Mikdash. Not a Shira ala Korban. Because he says he learns it from the mitzvah of Tekiyas Chatzotros on Rosh Chodesh. And Tekiyas Chatzotros in the Mikdash is a separate Kiyam of Shira and Simcha. It's not a Kiyam in the Korban. That's the Shira Bepez is a Kiyam in the Korban. That's Aliyah in the Ma'akev. That's the regular Shira on every Korban. V'yesh Levi Raya, the Kiyam Tekiyas Chatzotros is a Kiyam of Shira and Simcha. The main thing I go through these things is because the Gemara says, "My time at the Mandamer Ikashira b'peh, tichsev ayi kecha lemechatz lemechatzitron ulemishorim." Oh, dira lemechatzrim No, no.
There's only like.
So he says, the Rashi says, it doesn't say Kalim, the Chatzotros. Vachaloksiv Kalim, the Chatzotros, Lav, Klishirnin, Shehem, the Tekias, Hatamidim, and Musafim. Amazing. He pulls these things out. He says, Rashi says, the Chatzotros are not a Klishir. Okay. So he says, it seems from Rashi, the Chatzotros are not Klishir. And the mitzvah tekiyah b'chatzotros is a separate mitzvah. It's not a kiyum of shira b'mikdash. Okay, but the Rambam says in the Mo'adim and on Rosh Chodesh, they would blow the chatzotros at the time of the korban, and the Leviim would say shir, as it says, v'yom simchascha mo'adechem. Okay, etc. V'yesh l'dayek mehad the heviyah Rambam din tekiyah b'chatzotros together with shiras alavim mimasha posak that they would blow it b'shas shiras alavim that he holds that the tekiyah chatzotros is not a separate mitzvah. It's a din of shira. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the chatzotros are clay shir. But we're trying to go to Ramban. I thought he does. Va'od yesh lochiach the tkiyas b'chatzotros are a kiyam of shira because the Rambam says v'tokim b'shas nisach hayayin. Okay, and that's the tkiyas chatzotros is a kiyam shira b'mikdash. K'modein shira el alayayin kach tokim alayayin. All right, we don't need all the riots. The last the other riot was what we did in. By the Arava also, right? And he says, so you see that the Rambam holds like the Ramban by Hallel and Chatzotzos B'Mikdash. He wants to say that it seems the Ramban, he wants to say like this, he wants to bring the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban closer. He wants to say the Rambam and the Ramban agree on the Chatzotzos and the Mikdash, on the Hallel and the Chatzotzos and the Mikdash. Even though the Rambam different argues with the Ramban by Hallel B'Gvulin, he holds that the Gvulin is no mitzvah halal at all. But in the Mikdash, even the Rambam agrees that the Yisod HaMitzvah of Tekiyas B'chatzotros is Simcha and Shira. That was what he's trying to loop in. Trying to loop in from the Rambam that the Chatzotros are a din of Shira, that he would agree with the Ramban's interpretation of the Pasuk, that the Mikdash, there's a Kiyam of Simcha and Shira, in Yantif and Rosh Chodesh. So he says, what's that?
There's open at the end of the paragraph.
Right. Another raya is the chalki. Another raya, the kach, that there's a schir, that there's a simcha of tkiyas and the shir and the mikdash. I remember the pasuk, the same pasuk over and over again. V'o ditaku beis havas nisach hamayim. And Rashi is because of Simcha. Okay, it's a little hard for Rashi, I guess. But, and so too, when they stood the Arava up on the Mizbeach, right? That's what we did this year. They would say, they would blow the shofar. And Rashi says, because of Simcha. Tosis, I thought, says. Muchachim izeh shetokim v'chatzos mikdash shem mitzah Simcha. So what comes out of this? Mitzah satekiyas mikdash is nohagas b'chol yom sheyesh chalos Simcha b'mikdash. So it's this boy that according to the Rambam, the Tekiyas Chatzotros is a Kiyam Shira. And they are the Chatzotros are mitzaref with the Shira Salavim. That's how he puts it. Im Kain, Yishloma, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that Chatzotros and Shira are one Kiyam. And what is that Kiyam? Halav Simcha. And they only argue on this point. According to the Ramban, in the Gvulin, there's also a mitzvah halal midaraisa because of this general simcha of the yom. And according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of simcha b'chag b'gvulin is not machayev halal shira, only the mitzvah of simcha b'korban, right? But the Rambam, but in the Mikdash, Rambam and the Ramban will both agree that there's a mitzvah of halal and shira min haTorah. That's what he wants to say. So that's Shira. That idea of Shira, you could replace those problems, right? That's what he said. Kriya you can't have, but Shira you could have. That was the last thing.
Right. And then Shira with the specific
Right. Right. I mean, Shira Alai Karban is a mitzvah midraisa, no? Tekim and the Karban, Rebbe Meir. They weren't singing, David wasn't.
Making Shira speeches, Hadal, with Rabban, Hadal, with
Yeah. But not the Shira of the Kiyum Karban, separate Shira Lifnei Hashem. Right? They did it with the Karban Musaf because that was the Simpa. The Simpa is Mechayev, Halal with Hashem is Musaf.
I guess that would be too human.
Too human, right.
The Hakar was a Korban Mechayev and Simpa, but that doesn't necessarily mean Simpa is human.
So now he wants to bring it together. He says, so it comes out like this, that the Halal on Rosh Chodesh and the Mikdash is Midaraisa, and it's a key, a special key of Shira, but Mikdash Midin Simcha. And the Hallel, that is a din shira in the mikdash, you have to finish the Hallel. Uvahaloshu midin shira b'mikdash chayav ligmor sa Hallel. Not sure what that means.
How can that be right? Shira, it's a shira?
No, no, but that means to say, but that's like what we were saying. If you have a chiyav of Hallel, and there is a text, you can't start it and stop it. But because of Simcha. There you go. Rav Moshe held in the Mikdash, they said Hallel Shalom. He's there near the forest. Did you forget about Tosos? Go like this. That if Kol Yisrael were B'yachah, there would be a Mitzvah Hallel Shalom Rosh Chodesh, meaning in the base of Mikdash, and it would be Chal because of Kenufia de Kol Yisrael. And the Mikdash, they would say Hallel Shalem Rosh Chodesh because of the separate din of Shira Mikdash. Ukemo din Amiras Hallel the Shchidas Pesachim the Chamidin Kiyum Shira Mikdash. So he says, so that's what we want to say. Getting back to that Tosis, he says, but the question is like this: in the din Hallel Shalem the Rosh Chodesh Mikdash, who said it? Interesting question. Who said it? The Levim or the Yisraelim? Okay, I'm Rosh Chodesh. Oh. Right. Yeah. Or maybe they both said it because it is Kenufia. It is. It does because he's going with Tosfos. Tosfos sounds like he's saying if all the Jews were together, they would be Chayav and Halel. So Rosh Chodesh, they all have a Kenufia. So does he really mean to say that every Jew in the Mikdash had to say Halel? Right.
What did they do though?
Right, but right. He says, or maybe this. He says because the Hallel and the Shira is a Kiyam, the Rei Hallel of a Shira that be Kiyam Karban. That one is definitely the Levim. We're not talking about the Kiyam Karban, right? Amir's Hallel b'Torah is Kiyam Shira. The Alma Yesh l'Stapek. Maybe it was only the Levim, or maybe it was everybody. So if you take a look at Rashi and Psachim, he says what they do by the Shechitas Pesach, right? He says how the Shechitas Pesach, each cat said it themselves. So you see, when you have the Kiyam Halel of Shira of Simcha and the Mikdash, not the Kiyam Karban, then it's not the Levium, it's the cat themselves. But Tosos and the Rambam hold that was only the Levium. Interesting. So he says, if you look in the Tosfos, Mavur mi devrayim de Rashi bine ayim betosfos. That's in Sukkah, and it's clear from them and Rashi that Tosfos argues b'seder halal tkiyas u'tkiyah u'tkiyos bizman shchidas pesachim. So he says, there's a machlokus that according to Rashi, the tkiyos. The tkios would be three times for each hallel completely. Okay. They would blow the shofar three times. L'chol hallel, l'chol ha-hallel kulo.
Start over.
Right. Ubali ha-karban k'poru ha-hallel. But according to Tosfos, they would blow the hallel, they would blow the chatzotros after each parak. And then the Levium would say the hallel. B'chol pa'mayim, pa'min b'chol parak b'parak. I don't know exactly what's going on there, but for Rashi it would be once, and for Tosu it would be every time. Keep doing it. He says the Yesod HaDvarim is rak mach, it's the same machlokas.
Looks like it's two machlokas.
Right, he says there's a din, yesh ladon b'dina halel, which he has to psachim. What are im, they, are they a kiyam in the carbon or kiyam in the shira b'alma? Uh-oh, he's getting dangerous here now. He says, Nira debozeh pligi Rashi v'tos delefi atosos ha'halo v'tkios al psochem heim mi mitzvah sa'karvim. Not a kiyam in the carbon, no. U'lefikach tokim al kol perak u'perak v'ha'halo nemar al yidei ha'levim k'din shira b'sha'ar ha'karbonos. But according to Tos, according to Rashi, ha'halo t'kios psochem einu chalos din shira al guf ha'karbon. Ella kia mitzvah shir v'mikdash da'alma. But how can you say it's a kiyam in the carbon? How does it go against everything? U'behesam l'kach gam yisraelim shir sharam ha'lozeh. U'lefikach ha'tikiyos eino dafka al-kol perak v'perak. Ke b'shiras carbon carbonas acherim. Ella al-kol cheftza da'al shachag. U'lishitas Rashi, kiyam shir v'mikdash v'shkuz p'tochem naskayim ha'idei levim. I guess there's another sheet of Rashi. I don't know. Anyway, tzorchim. So what comes out of this is that what? He's saying in the Mikdash, he wants to say that the Rambam and the Ramban agree, and Tosos, they all agree, but in the Mikdash, there's a Mikdash on a carbon Musa, there's a separate mitzvah of Shira and Simcha, and that would include the Chatzotros and Hallel. Shira's Hallel. Right? And the only machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is whether there's a din of, whether the other element of Simcha, like Simcha's Yom Tov, Abosar, V'yayin, and those other elements of Simcha also are machayiv in a Hallel. It's interesting. Going to the Ramban, it's going to be that you have a Hallel even without Kanufya. Right? In Ramban, it's going to be two halos of simcha. You have the halal of simcha of carbon. That's dafka, what do you call it, kinufya. And then you have the, but on yantaf, you also have the halal of the yachid. They're saying, according to the Rambam, there's only the only halal the doraisa is the shira. He said the Ram says it's the Levium too. It's only the Levium.
Yeah.
It's only the Shira of the it has to reflect the I don't know. It's not clear. Not clear at all.
The Ram has the Ram says that over on the Sakana, it's just and so given the Chashki.
Right.
Something of the Shiva on this is part of
well, let's think about it. Isn't he going to get into a problem with Ein Shira El Yain?
I mean, since you have the Ram, that's exception.
What is Ram saying? I don't know. I'm not sure how he's learning the Ram. He did. He was developing the Tosfos with that chiluk.
Not sure which Mishnah
right.
Is he trying to explain?
Right. Tosfos or Rama? He's definitely trying to explain Tosfos. He's definitely trying to explain Tosfos Shita of this Rosh Chodesh Hallel Shalem B'Knufya. And for Tosos, he can show you Tosos clearly has a chilek of a halel of carbon versus a halel of, I mean, not clear, but that's what he wants to say. wants to develop out of that Tosfos, where he compares the Hallel of Karban to the Hallel of Shchitas Pesach, saying implies it's not on the Karban. That's a separate Hallel of Shiva Lifnei Hashem, and that is Dafka B'Mikdash. That's Dafka B'Mikdash. I mean, it's interesting. He's like weaving things in. He's weaving strands from different shitas in. Then he's bringing in the Ramban, who says Hallel is part of Simcha, right? Hallel is part of Simcha, and right, Hallel is part of Simcha. The only thing is, the only problem he has is that Tosa says the Levian do it.
Do the Hallel. They stop to blow in the middle of everything.
Right. That's the problem. In the end, he comes back to say, why does Tosis hold the Levium do it? Do the Hallel and blow every parak and parak? He says, that's like the din of a Kiyam Karvan.
This seems like to be what the Rama.
Which went around, didn't they undo all of his riots? Huh? Right. But he's a little bit, the way he puts it is a little bit, it seems to be cognizant of it. He says, it's me mitzvah sakar. And he doesn't exactly call it a kiyum in the carbon.
He says, as opposed to just a reaction to that.
But then when he says Rashi, he says, it's difficult though. He says for Rashi, it's not a chalos din shira al gufa carbon. But it doesn't mean that for Tosas either.
Well, I think it's a good banana bottle. The reaction to the participation. But it's not part of the participation.
Yeah.
How does it get to the
Ramban? All right. It's Tsarchian. He ends up with
Ramban. Ram says it. We see how long do you think?